And now, the Goldbergs. Molly has discovered a new piece in her own family now that Sammy's been returned to the fold. But Molly's sense of obligation, her desire to help others, has been enlisted in the cause of Mr. Albert Allison. Dr. Cater, the psychologist who showed Sammy the right road to take, is now occupied with Sylvia's cure. And part of the treatment is the presence of Esther Miller, a woman out of Allison's past, a woman he once wanted to marry and didn't. Tonight there's a big dinner for everybody concerned. And trouble is brewing, Miss.
Mr. Wonderful Daddy, Mr. Wonderful Now, Mr. Wonderful Redder, and he
Ma, don't sing that song.
What song am I singing?
It was wonderful then and it's wonderful now.
That's what I was singing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Oh. The good glasses, Rosalie, darling, please. The stuff on the table to look very special.
Not too much, Ma.
Why not?
Well, it may be a little embarrassing. It looks like an engagement party.
The longest this gets an engagement party. Darling tells me here, put the registrants over there.
Uh-huh.
The big spoon and that soup. Wonderful then. Wonderful now. Wonderful weather. Papa's doing is changing himself.
Uh-huh. And Mr. Allison mm-hmm. is showing Miss Miller around the place.
What can he see now? The sun is diminishing. Wonderful then.
Family, if you're changing how that warm water now, turn the spigot and it's warm now.
Rosalie.
I'm getting the good glasses.
Wait a minute with the good glasses. Come with them. Rosalie,
yes.
Go upstairs to Sylvia. And pick her boo. See if she's preparing herself to come down and sit on the table with everybody.
I won't pick a boo. I'll just go up and ask her.
Very well. So don't pick a boo, but go up and ask her. Very well.
Right.
And Rosalie, bring me down my little hostess apron, yes, dear?
Hostess, Ma.
Huh?
Hostess.
What did I say?
Hostess.
Hostess. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like your service, Ma.
Wonderful, then. Wonderful, love. Wonderful weather, tender love, wonderful then, oh, dear.
Oh, Allison?
Yes.
Where's Miss Miller?
She's on the porch. Mrs. Goldberg.
I know that. I know. Rosalie just went up to Sylvia to see if she's coming down.
Mrs. Goldberg, please, you go up and... I don't want any embarrassment now.
Don't worry, darling. Don't worry.
Say?
Only on an occasion like this, and only for you, would I torture myself with a vint color.
Thank you, Jake, but this is not the occasion yet.
She's a nice woman, Allison. Where is Miss Miller?
On the porch.
Nice woman, Allison.
What good is it?
What do you mean?
I mean if Sylvia starts...
Leave Sylvia to Dr. Cater.
Rosalind? Well,
Rosie,
I told you we were going to eat in a little while.
Is she coming down?
She'll come down. She'll come down, I'm sure of it.
Did she say so?
Don't worry, Allison. When do we eat, Molly?
Soon, dear, very soon. Why don't you and Miss Allison go on the porch, and then I'll call you, yes?
Come on, Allison, come on. I wouldn't be including, huh? That's enough, everything will be all right.
Where's my apron, Rosalie?
She won't come down, Ma.
You'll see. Rosalie, dear, put water. Spill everybody in their glasses so the pitcher wouldn't take up too much room.
She likes to be the center of attraction. That's Sylvia's trouble.
Put the napkins on the side so I can have everybody laid out.
Ma, why didn't you ask Dr. Cater for supper?
I did ask him. Couldn't he come?
No.
Well, Molly?
Yeah?
Everybody is coming. Miss Miller is hungry.
Very well, dear. Very well. I'm just putting the light in the soup this second. And I'm just ready for Sammy. He's just finishing serving himself. 1 second, dear. Sammy? Are you finished with the shaving yet, dear? Are you coming, Val? Well, please do so, because everybody's sandwiched already, dear. Everything is standing. I'm just putting the light in my soup this minute. That's all. I'll just put the light in the soup, dear. Please. Rosalie, dear.
Yeah?
I want you to please go up once again and tell Sylvia that we are ready.
All I can do is knock at the door. She won't let me come in.
So knock and say, and say, come downstairs
right.
Immediately. Family, is Sylvia coming down?
Oh, call and tell her we're ready for dinner.
All right.
You look nice, Jim.
Thanks.
The water was warm enough for your shaving, Emily?
Warm enough.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it hot for you.
It's hot enough.
Let me look at you a little. You cut yourself.
Huh?
You cut yourself.
Oh, it's all right.
If I kiss it, I'll make it better.
Like magic.
Yeah.
I told her.
You told her? All right. So then tell everybody Papa Zeddin's standing on the table. Go, dear.
Right.
Oh, Emily, dear. You'll sit over here, darling, because it's a little safer. You didn't meet Miss Miller yet, huh?
No.
Answer my humble abode, everybody.
Is Sylvia coming down?
We called him, son. Miss Miller, I want you to meet my son, Samuel.
Oh, hello,
Miller, Samuel.
I'm glad to meet you.
Mine eldest, mine oldest.
Where do they sit, Molly?
In your usual place, Jack, darling. In your usual place as heretofore. Jack, you here. Miss Miller, right here, dear.
Yeah,
Rosalie, here, dear.
Right.
And family, you sit right here.
Okay.
My elbow wouldn't be bad for you.
Aren't we waiting for Sylvia?
Oh, she'll be down.
In a few moments, Sylvia will be down. Rosalie, dear, I think you have to go up for something.
In the meantime, can we eat our liver?
Please, surely start. We don't have to wait. Start, please. Samuel, pass the bread.
Okay.
Some bread, of course.
Yes, Albert, thank you very much.
Here it is.
Every time I have more than five people to dinner, I remember I ought to have an extra leaf made for my table because my guests get so cramped.
Oh, this is very comfortable, Mrs. Goldberg.
Sorry.
Very comfortable.
It's what you put on your table. And who you put around it, that counts, Molly.
whichever. So let us proceed with the food, Samuel. Rosie. Sister, your liver is standing, dear.
Excuse me.
Is this the first time you have been in this part of the nation?
No, I've visited Connecticut before.
Oh, it's very hysterically.
Yes.
Stanley, pass the bread.
Oh.
This church in this town is founded by pioneers. I feel that I'm walking through the pages of history when I walk through the village. I mean, Miss Miller, for instance, when you go through the store to buy lamb chops, I mean, you're really walking on history. It's funny, but it may be the smallest things in fact. We have a pond here. There are a general and his soldiers. Who was it, Samuel?
I forget.
A general and his soldiers, and they were...
Albert, we're waiting for you. Mrs. Goldberg was just telling me when she walks through the town, it's like walking through pages of history. It's very interesting. It's very interesting.
And painfully, embarrassed and upset, the dinner goes on without Sylvia, each one pretending not to notice what occurred, and each one knowing that a cloud has fallen over Allison's meeting with the woman from his past. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.